Hello and welcome to the first episode of Cox Talks with me, Logan Cox. I'm your host for this podcast. Basically what this podcast is going to be is me talking about everything that I like, just anything that I feel like talking about. So we'll talk about some UFC stuff, football, current events, kind of a mixture of everything and just anything that's on my mind. So the first thing that we'll talk about is Logan Paul. Logan Paul, for those of you that don't know, is a fucking idiot. Logan Paul is a YouTube star who became famous for filming a dead person in a suicide forest in Japan. And he got kicked off of YouTube, kind of went back and forth, but now he's going to get into a boxing match with another YouTube star named KSI. That's probably not how you say his name, but that's how it looks when I'm reading it, and I don't know who he is either. So, Logan Paul has never had a professional fight in his life, and still won't have a professional fight after his August 27th fight with KSI. But yet, he still wants to fight in the UFC after this boxing match. And he has called out UFC champion Conor McGregor. This is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard of. The guy's never had a professional fight, and he's calling out literally the best fighter in the UFC today. It doesn't make any sense. It will never happen, and if it does happen, it will definitely be the day that I step away from watching the UFC. So, hopefully Logan Paul doesn't win this boxing match, because it is super crazy that a YouTube star is even calling out UFC fighters anyway. Is the next thing, we'll kind of jump back into the UFC fights. Or I guess we'll go to the NFL. So NFL news, two Jacksonville Jaguars players were suspended for being football players. So Jalen Ramsey and Dante Fowler were each suspended a week for violating team rules, including fighting and talking bad about the media. They're professional football players. That's kind of what they do. They are in a sport of violence, and they're going to be violent during training and practice. I don't see an issue with this. There's a video of it that you can find online. It doesn't look like there's any punches thrown or anything crazy like that. I'm not really sure why they got suspended or why they're getting suspended. Luckily, it's just the preseason. They'll both be back before the first actual game. But kind of a dumb all-around thing. As I was searching ESPN for things to talk about, I came across an article that talks about a new professional football league. So it is called the AAF, and it is basically a league that is trying to be the new NFL, but we've seen this done before. The USFL tried, the XFL tried, and quite honestly, like the CFL in Canada basically is trying to be the new NFL. And it doesn't work for anybody. The CFL is the most successful. They've been around the longest. But even then, they can't even compete. Their biggest star is Johnny Manziel, and he might honestly be the worst quarterback that's ever played in the NFL, or in any league for that matter. The guy is just a terrible football player. And he's got a bit of a booger sugar problem, if you know what I mean. So it will be interesting to see if this plays out. It looks like this AAFL, they already have a start date for February 9th of 2019, so actually right around the corner. They have a CBS contract, they have a starter apparel deal with the company Starter, and they have an 8-city blueprint, so they're basically looking at 8 cities to start picking up teams. It looks like it is right now slated for a team to be in Atlanta, Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, Orlando, Phoenix, San Antonio, San Diego, and Salt Lake City. So, if this happens, it would basically just be players that don't make the roster for the NFL. So, right now, the NFL is in training camp and in the preseason, and they all roughly have about 90 guys on the team right now, and they have to cut that down to 53. So, of those players left over, this AAF league would actually give some of those guys a place to go in play in the off season. The AAF is already going to be giving players a 3-year deal. It's $250,000, and it also gives them a clause to get out if they need to jump back into the NFL. So if a player gets hurt, team's looking for somebody, they can still sign these guys without them being like bogged down by a contract. So it's kind of a win-win for these second-tier guys. With that being said, that this is second-tier. These guys are never going to make it in the NFL. Or if, you know, maybe this is a good place for them to develop some skills and then the next season or in a few seasons try to go to the NFL. But this won't compete with the NFL. And it starts in February, so it's right after the NFL season, realistically, is whenever this would happen. So the Super Bowl is normally played in February, and then it sounds like this would kick off. So it could be just fun for those of us that are football fans. I know I am. I hate basketball. I'm not really a big baseball fan, so it'd be cool to have one football season end and then have another one pick up and only have 2 or 3 months off of no football instead of having, you know, 6 months off without any football around. So the next thing I'm going to get into is some current events, mostly just stuff I found online that I found is kind of interesting. So the first one that I found is a Baltimore police officer is suspended after a viral video shows him punching a subject before taking him to the ground. It's kind of a weird one. So for those of you who don't know me, I was a police officer in the Army, and I was a detention officer for the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. With that being said, I understand that cops are bad, and I understand that there, some cops can be bad, but most are good people. So this video from the first look does look bad. You know, the video cuts on, and it is two black officers have a black man against a fence. And as the video starts, you just see one of the officers swinging. Now, you don't see the subject looking like he's trying to get on the ground. He's still standing up during this fight. There's a couple of times where he looks like he may kind of be wanting to square up and swing back, but that could just be natural reaction of someone getting punched in the face. You know, the video looks terrible. It doesn't look good in any way, but it is a 10-second video of an incident that has most likely lasted much longer than that before and after the fighting started. So it's really tough to tell what happens in this video in order to get the full story. So should the officer have been suspended? Yeah, he absolutely should be. Should he lose his job? I don't know. It's tough to tell, but that's why cops wear body cameras and his partner's there. They're going to write a report about this. So, you know, there were a bunch of different people around watching it. So this 10-second video clip by no means should ever be what people are judging police officers on. Police officers do have an incredibly hard job, so I understand that. Maybe the guy needed to get punched in the face. Maybe he didn't. Maybe these officers were just being assholes and they beat up a guy on the street. So, you know, it's tough to judge it on a 10-second video, but if we have to play, you know, in the court of Twitter, the internet court, this guy's, this officer's definitely guilty of doing something that he shouldn't have done. The next topic that I have is Idris Elba is rumored to be the next James Bond. I think that's super cool, if he is. He's a huge star. It's causing a bunch of issues because he is a black man, and people are saying that James Bond should only be white, but I think that's kind of crazy. That's like saying that only basketball players should be white. It's just a dumb thing. The guy is the best for the job, then he should be able to do it. More power to him. I know I definitely would go see it. He's a really good actor and was in a few episodes of my favorite TV show, The Office. So I'm super cool with it. Hopefully it happens and, you know, it turns out to be really cool. So the last, or one of the last topics that I have to talk about in current events is the Arizona Cardinals have issued a challenge to fans to eat a 7-pound burger. So I happen to live in Arizona. I live just down the street from the University of Phoenix Stadium. So this potentially would be something that I would be interested in. So it is a burger that includes 5 third-pound burger patties, 5 bratwursts, 5 all-beef hot dogs, 8 slices of bacon, and 20 slices of American cheese with 8 chicken tenders, 12 ounces of fries, lettuce, pickles, and tanker sauce on a 10-inch bun. So if you want to do this, it's not free. It's not one of those if you can do it, you get it for free challenges. You're going to pay $75 straight out the gate. $75. So on top of your ticket to the game, you still have to pay $75 to make yourself feel like shit, really, for the next week. But if you can do it, you win an Arizona Cardinals jersey and you get your name on the Jumbotron. So I did a little bit of looking. You can get an Arizona Cardinals jersey, the game jersey, for $99.99 for $100. So I'm all about eating crazy foods and doing crazy things. And honestly, if I have $75 that comes up, I will try this challenge. So whoever wants to donate $75 for me to do it and film it and put it online, I will absolutely do it immediately. But if you really are just doing it for the jersey, just spend the extra $25 and buy yourself a jersey and save yourself a little bit of heartburn and just feeling like relative shit for the next week. But if you have a family of people that you want to feed, $75 at a sporting event is probably not bad. Just get a bunch of those little funny trays and just break up the burger into pieces and you've served your entire group that's at the game with you. So that is all of the current events that I had pre-picked out. This was definitely shorter than I anticipated it being. But let me see if I can find anything else that we want to talk about. If not, then this will be the first episode. It'll be a short one, and we'll just get longer and longer from here as we figure out, or as I figure out, you know, this whole podcasting thing. So 15 minutes is what I'm shooting for. Right now we're at 12 and a half minutes, so I just have a couple more minutes. So my plan for this podcast is to just kind of have fun. I will have friends on as guests. I will have maybe a local comedian or someone that, you know, in the area that I find interesting to have onto the podcast. I'm going to give my take on everything from sports to current events to funny things to comedy specials that are out on Netflix, and kind of give you the breakdown of it. I'm going to break down anything that I watch on Netflix, and we'll have a good time. Any pages that I find on Instagram or anything like that, I'll share with you guys. One of them to go check out if you're big into food and especially into Disneyland and kind of gaming and that kind of stuff is Geeky Eats. Just look up Geeky Eats on Instagram. It's a pretty cool page. It's a newer page. It is not mine, but it is kind of a cool page to just kind of show some Disney foods and things like that. So if you're into that stuff, check that one out. There is also another one on YouTube called Booger Art. Yep, that's right, Booger Art on Instagram, and that is a page that's about boogers that are artistic. Kind of another cool page if you're not easily grossed out. It's a fun one to check out. And yeah, so I'm at 13 minutes and 52 seconds, so one more minute. And then I will end this one, and I will do another one later this week where I get a lot more current events saved up, and then I will have a lot more things to talk about. So with that being said, this will be out tonight, so everyone will probably see it Monday morning. Again, it's just a 15-minute one. Leave comments, give any suggestions. If you have any current events that you'd like to see me talk about, post them or email me. The email is coxtalkspodcast@gmail.com. That's coxtalkspodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and email me on any ideas or any questions or on the Instagram page for Cox Talks Podcast. Just leave any comments, questions, or DM me, and I will do any questions or any current events that anyone posts. So I will put out episodes every Monday and every Thursday. Even if they're only 15 minutes long, we'll do it. You don't have a bunch of time in your day to be listening to hour-long podcasts. So we'll keep them short, simple, and fun. Hope that you enjoyed the first episode. Definitely not going to be the last. We'll just get better from here. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you in a couple of days.